Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Yo, what's good? What's going on? How's everybody's day? It is Saturday, February 12, 2011. And, of course, if it's 11 o'clock, you are tuned in to one of the live shows on the Internet right now, pregame radio. And I'm your boy, Brooklyn Black. Those are the corner 347-857-4302 if you're listening via PC. Good looking out, but just know if the show does happen to get extended a little bit, you guys won't be able to participate unless you call in. So on that note, I want to say what's good. How's everybody's Saturday been? Anything? Please also bear with me. Of course, as always, Blog Talk always gives me a problem when it's showtime. And right now I can't see my switchboard. So like I said, bear with me because y'all know we start off the show pregame throwbacks and anything like that. But special guest tonight, we've got already pregame approved artist Paul Dillon in the building. And he's bringing his boy Novi, Pretty Life Music, rocking stand up. He's bringing him through. And we're going to listen to a couple of tracks and throw Novi in the arena. You know what I'm saying? And see if he gets pregame approved. Then y'all know what the pregame approved artist gets. Spot on the mixtape. Pregame radio mixtape that's dropping, you know, pretty much the end of the year. They get a spot there. And also, if they become pregame artist of the year, they will get more than one track on this mixtape. So, artists, please send me your tracks. Pregameradio@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter, @BrooklynBlack. You know, I follow back, follow the show. Pregame_radio. Simple as that, simple and plain. But I'm really, really getting aggravated with this damn Blog Talk switchboard. But you know what? It is what it is. And I'm still able to bring you your show live and get you guys popping, get you guys good, and get you guys pregamed and ready to go do your thing. So with that being said, if you're going to do all of that, please don't drink and drive. You know, wrap your tool, all that good stuff. I say it almost every show, you know. Don't drink and drive. Be safe. Hey, if you drunk, call me. Call the show. We'll call you a cab wherever you at. We'll say that. We'll call you a cab and get you home safe because we want you to come back for the next free game and the next one and the next one. So we really do care about you guys. Also, you know, since it's on Valentine's Day and all that good stuff, we're still going to be talking on that. You know, we did a little bit of it last night. So we're going to get into it. Like I said, please call us, bear with me. I'm just trying to fill the time until the switchboard decides it wants to load up. And once we do that, you guys get in. I'll throw in y'all pregame throwbacks. Shout out to Ms. Brooklyn at MFIR Radio. She actually handpicked the throwbacks for tonight, and I'll play them for you. So, like I said, soon my switchboard gets up and running. You know what I'm saying? And they over there doing their thing right now, too, over at MFIR Radio. Yeah, so they over there doing their thing over there right now. I'm already rocking from now to 12. Lady Still, I see, like I said, my switchboard, you know, you already know they giving me problems and all that good stuff. So just bear with me for a second, guys. Everybody, please, I know y'all tired of hearing me talking. I want to hear the music. I know. I understand, and I know if I was able to, I would get Lady Still in the room, too. I would. But as of right now, I can't do anything as of yet. I'm restarting my internet. Hopefully that helps, gets everything working. And if it does, I'll bring you y'all stuff, you know. And also, I just got to recap last night's pregame radio. I just got to. Shout out to the artist Majestic. Man, this dude, he's real, real prolific. You know, and that's the word I very seldom use, you know what I'm saying? But that nigga there, he is on point, and he is definitely pregame approved. So you already know, he got a spot on the mixtape and stuff already, so keep your eyes open, keep your ears open for this dude. Please, call us up, 347-857-4302. As soon as I get my switchboard back and I see you, we're going to get it popping, get this music and stuff going. Like I said, I'm just trying to fill up time to the damn switchboard wants to get up and running. You know, my switchboard has a mind of its own. And straight up, for all of the new guys, the new radio show hosts and things like that, definitely make sure Blog Talk take care of y'all, because as you can see, they like to slip up a lot, and they don't care. I'm not going to say they don't care, because they definitely always try to accommodate me whenever I call them with a problem or an issue or something. But come on, let's be for real. I got a show to run here. My equipment ain't working. My equipment's faulty. You know, so I need that help. Come on, guys. Come Blog Talk. Let's do it together. I know y'all hear me. I know y'all hear me and all that. So come on, please. Let's just get it together. Let's get it right. All right. So also too, we gotta do shit that grinds your gears, so to say. You know, what are you seeing every day that pisses you the hell off? All right. We're gonna get into it like that also. And it looks like we may be up and running as soon as I get this switchboard on and popping. I can shut up for a little bit, and then we can do the damn thing, you know, dumbass of the week, get in on our topic, talk to our featured artists, and we can get on with the show. So I'm hoping and praying that this thing pops up, because I'm still waiting for it. And voila, I've got the switchboard. We are in business. Pre-game radio is officially in the building. So I'm happy. It's a great day. Don't worry, chat room. I'll be up in there in 1 second. I'm opening up chat room, doing everything piece by piece. And just get it popping. I'll handle everything while I play the throwbacks. You feel what I'm saying? What else has come to my attention? Oh, and I'm still going to go in about this because I feel it was, Shorty had a nigga moment and she's not really admitting it. Rashida Ali, shoe shopper, whatever she is, like she sliced through the face. He had to get like 50 stitches in his grill because she'll be drunk and belligerent in the club. Like, I'm still, going on that. And now my switchboard, it takes forever. I do have the window. It is popping up. Well, slowly but surely, but I can't do anything just yet. Now I can. We're allowed in the building. All right, so here's our first pregame radio throwback. This joint, like I said, shout out to Miss Brooklyn from MFR Radio. She personally handpicked our selection tonight. So gotta give her the shout out, the credits due. But here we go. It's pregame radio, and we will be right back.
From crack to OPM, in third person, I don't wanna see him. So I'm rehearsing with my peoples how to GM. From a remote location in the VM, scoping the whole situation like metamorphic after dope turns to Kriem. But one of these buyers got eyes like a Korean. It's difficult to read them. The windows to his soul were half closed. I put the key in, pulled off slow, hoping my people flee in. Chink try to knock the only link that tied me in. Cobbles was watching us through nighttime binoculars. This time they got us on tape, exchanging dope for dollars. Make me wanna holler back at the crib of the sauna. Praying my people bailed out like Time Warner. Awaiting call from his kin, not the coroner. Phone in my hand, nervous, confined to a corner. Beads of sweat, second thoughts on my mind. How can I ease the stress and learn to live with these regrets?
Time, stress, giving a shit up. Fuck.
This is the number one rule for your dad. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. On a rise to the top, many drive. Don't forget, in order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. This is the number one rule for your dad. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. regrets. If through our travels we get separated, never forget, in order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret.
As sure as this,
earth is turning, souls burning in search of higher learning, turning in every direction, seeking direction. My mom's crying cause her insides are dying, her son trying to patience, keep her heart racing, a million beats a minute. I know I push you to your limit, but it's this game, love, I'm caught up all in it. They make it so you can't prevent it, never give it, you gotta take it, can't fake it, I keep it authentic. My hand got this pistol shaking, cause I sense danger like Camp Crystal Lakin. Don't wanna shoot him, but I got him trapped within this infrared dot, about to hide him and hit rock bottom. No answers to these trick questions, no time, shit stressing. My life found, I got to live for the right now. Time waits for no man, can't turn back the hands once it's too late. Gotta learn to live with regret.
You used to hold me, told me that I was the best. Anything in this world I want, I could possess. All that made me want is all that I can get in order to survive. Gotta learn to live with regrets. When I was young, you used to hold me, told me I was the best. Anything in this world I want, I could possess. All that made me want is all that I can get in order to survive. Gotta learn to live with regrets.
Find myself reminiscing, remember this one, when he was here he was crazy nice with his son. I miss him, long as I'm living he's living through memories. He's there to kill all my suicidal tendencies. In heaven looking over me, or in hell keeping it cozy, I'm coming. Life on these streets ain't what it's supposed to be. Remember Newton, mutual friend with me and him, feuding on your life. I try to talk to him, but you know niggas think they guns could stop foe niggas, fronting like they big Willie, but really old niggas, whole niggas. This year I show niggas think I'm slipping. I'm about to send you a roommate, no bullshitting. But my hustle's going too well to hit them. You was right, niggas want you to be miserable with them. Anyway, I ain't trying to hear it. I think I'm touched, this whole verse I've been talking to your spirit a little too much.
This is the number one rule for your set. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. On a rise to the top, many drive, don't forget. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. This is the number one rule for your set. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. If through our travels we get separated, never forget. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. This is the number one rule for your set. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. On the rise to the top, many drop, don't forget. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. This is the number one rule for your set. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret. If through our travels we get separated, never forget. In order to survive, gotta learn to live with regret.
Yeah, we are live back. Pre-game radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. You already know how it goes. Me and Lady still in the building. Ev, get well soon. And I'm good. I did it at 12 o'clock last night. I'm going to do it again. Big happy birthday shout out to my mom. Because without her, there'd be no Brooklyn Black. There'd be no pre-game radio. So, big shout out to her. Love you. Enjoy the rest of your birthday, Mom. Back into the music now. One more time. Next pregame throwback. I think y'all like it. I think Lady Steel might even love it. But we'll see when we come back. It's pregame radio, you dig?
Still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too. I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, biggest fan, it's insane. You have a chance, I ain't mad. I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man. You're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though. I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your song. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the desk. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. Like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too.
Make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other.
other. But maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but then why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn.
Yeah, you alive. We are back. It's pregame radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We're back. Pregame radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Sorry for all the technical difficulties. And you see, when my tech guy isn't on the check-in, shit don't get fixed. But that's neither here nor there. That was the pregame throwback. Eminem Stand. Yo, I always love that song. Always. But as always, sitting in the passenger seat by Cole Pilot, the ace. Lady Steele, she's in the building. How you doing tonight, Lady Steele? Wait, hold on. Yeah, really, straight up, I already nominate blogtalkradio.com as Dumbass of the Week. Because they always fucking up a show, and I got other friends with shows, and they telling me they got the same problems I've been having with the switchboard and all that, too. So Blog Talk Radio is definitely Dumbass of the Week. And they still won't let me turn on Miss Lady Steele's mic. Don't worry, so I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm not being mean to you or nothing like that. I'm just trying to get you on air. But you already know how the switchboard does. Lady Steele, what's up? You live now.
Am I?
Yes.
Yay.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. What's up, pregame? How are you?
You know, we all chilling. You know,
I know I was absent last night, and that's my apologies. I was so
exhausted. We rocked a good show, you know what I'm saying?
It happens, and like I said, it's my apologies. I've been super, super busy, and even tonight, you have no idea. I went out to this restaurant called Scala Nutella, whatever. You could Google it. It's like Scalinatella or whatever. It's a nice celebrity Italian hotspot in the Upper East Side.
Let me get to the Getty cost like $80.
The bill was like only 800 and something. But
only
however,
800 and something? How many people ate?
Four.
Well, that's $200 a person. What the fuck was y'all eating?
Whatever, okay? The point, this is the point, and I want, I would like our audience, whether it's 2, 3, or however many of you guys are listening, I would like to stress this point, vividly. I grind very hard, and everybody has their own definition of what grinding is, and sometimes you're put in the position to where you, you just meet people, and it's about a conversation. Any of you guys that do have me on Facebook, I posted up like maybe 2 statuses, I think. But I had the pleasure of meeting an older gentleman tonight by the name of Joey Reynolds. And he, like I said, he's older. And if you actually Google him, his name is Joey Reynolds. You will come across, you know, some of his previous work. He deals a lot with NASDAQ and the stock market, and he will soon be having a late-night show later than, like, Leno or whatever the case may be. He'll soon be having a late-night show on NBC, and he's a very sweet person, from what I can tell, at least, from dinner tonight, and very enlightening. I posted this on my Facebook, but, I asked him, what is a piece of advice you could give me as someone that's trying to break into entertainment? One way or another, what is one thing regardless of what part of entertainment you're trying to break into, what is one piece of advice you'd give someone. And he's an older, you know, white man, and he looked at me and he said, "Do not go too far from God." And then he whips out this card, this laminate. Actually, it was a piece of paper, but he whipped it out and it was laminated. And it was a piece of paper or something that Mother Teresa had given him, and which she actually wrote on it. And I twit-picked it, and I have the picture up on my Facebook, and it's signed by her and everything. And he said, just don't go too far from God, and that's all I could tell you. He's like, I've been clean for like 30 years, you know, no drugs, no alcohol, and that was his advice to me. And I thought it was really enlightening. I asked him, like, would you mind if I, you know, broadcasted it? And unfortunately, my lens isn't too great, but I took the best picture I could, and I broadcasted it. But it was, you know, it was humbling within itself, just because he's not necessarily someone that you see in the forefront.
Oh, we lost Lady Steele. Wow. We'll definitely try to get her back. But other than that, call us up, 347-857-4302. Tell me your plans for this society-created Valentine's Day. You know, and you know it's society-created because there's no actual historic history behind the holiday. If you ask four different people, you'll probably get four different sources of what they think the history of Valentine's Day was, or what they were taught to believe. All right, but we got Lady Steele back. She about to start cursing. Ah, come on. Yeah, see, I'm about to start cursing too, because this is kind of upsetting. Like, I don't need this user info thing. There we go, Lady Steele, you back.
Am I?
Yes. Why are you always yelling at me like I do?
I hate Blog Talk right now, and I'm going to campaign to figure out how else we can be on air without the use of fucking bum-ass Blog Talk Radio, because I'm not feeling them right now. But like I was saying, I'm going to wrap it up. However, he was nice enough to, you know, give me that wise gem. And in my opinion, in today's society where all you hear about is fucking devil worship and Illuminati and all types of shit like that, as far as being what you need to succeed, he is someone that is successful, very successful, beyond a lot of the people that you see that are pushed to the forefront as far as celebrities. You know, there's a lot of people that are behind the scenes that make 10 times the amount of money as the people that most of us end up somehow worshiping. And for him to be able to give me the gem as far as do not go too far away from God, I took that as very valuable.
Now. That's what's up. Now, let's get to the crown gem of pregame radio. The match of the week. Of course, everyone knows it's hosted by Ev, but like she said last night, she just came through minor surgery, so she's not really up for it. The meds are kicking her ass. So, Ev, get better. We see you next week.
Time out.
What?
Time out.
What's up?
Yes. Because even though I was at this high, you know, sedity dinner or whatever with this guy, I did manage to, you know, plug in every resource that I do use on my local, you know, forefront, including pregame radio.
Mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
In addition to that, like I said, he will, you know, he does have it coming up. The website is www.latenightwithjoeyreynolds.com, and it's his show is coming soon. It's not out yet, or maybe they have a couple of test runs, but he does not discriminate. He's marketing his show as far as, you know, he can get the pull to have like the Lady Gaga's, the Madonna's of the world, but he's not limiting himself to that. He is actually remaining humble, and he has no
problem featuring underground. And he told me, you know, he's had even a couple of underground hip-hop artists that I myself haven't even heard of, yet the fact that he's actually open to it is still a blessing within itself. So
that
definitely a great resource. I mean, it took an 800.
So could it be possible that Brooklyn Black may be guest starring on Late Night with Joey Reynolds? Could that be possible?
Because we're in talks to have Lady Steele on there, and so if Lady Steele is on there, then most definitely, because I always market pregame because it is what it is. Pregame is your show, and occasionally I help you co-host it when I can. So most definitely, if I'm on there, and this is the reason that I'm on there, you would definitely be by my side to say what it is that you do. And like I said, he doesn't discriminate, and he's definitely open. We actually ended up bonding because he happened to have to be in Brooklyn today before he met us for dinner, and he ended up running late, and we didn't know if he was showing up. So we only had a seat for three instead of four. And come to find out, he was in Sheep's Head trying to find his way around Brooklyn. And he goes, I had no idea that it connected to Flatbush. And I don't know this Flatbush. He's like, I was on this Nostrum Avenue. I'm like, it's Nostrum. And he's like, this Flatbush runs so long. And I'm like, yeah, that's where I grew up. And that's kind of how.
It's like I said, it's that time.
Yeah.
Vince Carter of the Orlando Magic. Of course, we know him and love him from Toronto. Then he went to Jersey. You know, but now he's in Orlando, and I think he went a couple other places. But now he's in Orlando. This guy now is dating the next Cash Stacks, the next superhero, whatever you want to call this heifer. Like, she's one of these hip-hop groupies. All right, so now he did her. When she has a book about to come out listing all the celebrity dudes that she fucked. So it's pretty much like he set himself up for that. Like, he set himself up to be put on blast and all that. No, and come on, like, how many stories we had now cast actually she exposed this guy? Then this stuff in here, she exposed him. Somebody for
people. Oh, but see, this is where you're wrong, because if you're still at the point where you believe that everything these people are penning and books are not to benefit the people that they're coming out about, then you're missing and something's wrong with you. At this point, if anybody is putting out a tell-all book, and believe you me, there's a lot of celebrities that have like confidentiality agreements in place. Because nobody's stupid. So at this point, if anybody's putting a tell-all book out about a new age artist, it's because that artist wants to be exposed and they want the PR or whatever exposure they can get.
I don't know. Like I said, me personally, I think that's why you don't focus on somebody who you know can't hold water?
That's the point. It's not about them not holding water. You don't understand how the industry works right now. The industry is a machine. So what if you put out X, Y, and Z about me? You're going to have, if I, you know, no homo, and not to even, like, disrespect you, but maybe you have the integrity, but there are some people that are, you know, for example, if I was like, you know what, I'm going to write a fucking tell-all book tomorrow, and it's guaranteed to be a number one New York Times bestseller because I say that Brooklyn Black, is gay, and
wow.
Like I said, no homo, and for example,
no homo.
Okay, so if I say I'm going to put this book out, and it's guaranteed to shoot to number one on the New York Times bestsellers list, and it's going to generate a good amount of income, there are a lot of people that are okay with that, because they know what it's going to do. At this point, we're past the age of people really revealing damaging information, because there are just too many outlets where people already do that for free. So for the rest of the consumers out there that just have no clue, this is their arena right now. This is their money that you're getting. If you're at the point where
I feel what you're saying, but like I feel what you're saying. Like, I understand everything you're saying.
Uh-huh.
But my thing is just on how I was brought up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck whatever it gets you, you know what I'm saying? But why put yourself in that position just like how that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Even now.
Out there for money.
You know, I got my haters, and, you know, I got people who say shit about people who try to clown pregame radio, you know, people that, you know, that try to fuck with me by fucking with the admins or whatever, right? I got all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, see, I put myself in that position. Why? Because I started pregame radio.
Okay.
But as far as the personal business goes, like, you know, who I slept with in XYZ, I wouldn't put myself in a position to do anything with a chick that I know, you know, because I'm real, you know what I'm saying, I'm real private. Like, yeah, we did this, yeah, we'll do the do or whatever, but anybody don't need to know, everybody wasn't fucking there.
That's you, and that's because you have dignity and you have something called pride. A lot of people don't when it comes to the American dollar.
Yeah, see, that's the thing right there. I would never be able to, like, sacrifice my pride and all that for some paper.
Majority of the people that
give me a lot if I did that.
Same words you're saying now, but when they're confronted with the actual opportunity to rise above it, just as long as, you know, they drop a little hint of mystique as far as their sexual life or sexuality, there's a lot of people that's okay with it, and that's why these things happen. It's all PR.
Yeah, see, like I said, I say fuck the PR, but anyway, we live pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, No B Pro Diligent on the way. Matter of fact, Lady Steel, you know, it's been a while since we've heard, and I'm hoping that you're caught up by now, but can you give us a synopsis on the past episode of the game for those who may have missed
it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me tell you motherfucker something. We all know
wow.
that Lady Steel was... We all know that I was fucked up for a week, and, you know, I couldn't see that episode, and even with that being said, that episode that I missed wasn't really that much, even though it was kind of... It was a catch-22
yeah.
on Derwin's part, although I
That's
would like to believe that me within myself, I'd have still been there for, you know, my homie. However, fast-forwarding to this past week, you, Brooklyn Black, need to eat your fucking words because...
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because Derwin fucked up majorly, and what did Mel do? All she did was ask him if he slept with her. He said no. She told him to grab a fucking plate, and that was that. She didn't tell him, oh, you need to go to church. All she said was, you need to forgive me the same way I'm going to forgive you, and that it's not going to be that easy. And that was that. But he was dead fucking wrong.
Why do I have to eat my words now?
Because you were going so hard, like, oh, that should he should be what did she say? Oh, she should be happy. That's all that he's doing is making her go to fucking church, negating the fact that the bitch was disrespected in her house. Even though this same bitch Janae had the nerve when Derwin did grow a little pair of balls and was like, nah, you know my shorty is a doctor or whatever. So, oh, are you defending this bitch in my house after you done let her disrespect her in mine and you disrespected me in mine? Are you kidding me? Fucking skank bitch.
I know
they're only characters, but damn.
Lady still makes it feel like if
I'm
we were in San Diego, we would actually run into these people.
What?
And I can't find out. I said you make it feel like. How many drinks have you had already?
What?
How many drinks have you had already?
I just had like about a bottle and a half of Cabernet.
Okay.
it's wine. The bottles are not that big. Okay? Whatever.
Right.
The point that bitch Janae is very disrespectful.
And all I said was you make it feel as if
mm-hmm.
we went to San Diego, we would run into these people as if they existed because...
The point is, you don't have to go to San Diego. The actual characters, maybe they're not named the same way, but these people, they do exist. And I've been in a scenario not quite the same, but somewhat similar with the whole baby mama drama and the tug of war issues, and it's not cool. And I really do not date men with children. One, because the relationship or the bond that you form with the child, once the relationship is done, it's kind of like fucked up that the bond you form with the child is also capiche and gone.
Not necessarily.
Well, for
not
the most part. Not necessarily.
Nah, not even. That's on the adults.
That's on
the couple.
Most
you know
part,
saying?
You
because
don't have any real ties to the child, and it's really up to that partner if they want to do that. But in most cases, that relationship is severed as well. And then on the next part, the child's other parent will always, I don't care what anybody says, that child's parent will always have, like, relevance over you. And I don't like to play second fiddle.
Which is true, but, like I said, not in all cases.
Not in all cases,
you know what I mean?
Of course. You can never say anything with 100% complete absolution. But we can speak in the majority of terms. And in the majority of terms, that is the case. So rather than play around with the 3% that may be out there, I'd rather not deal with that at all.
Mm. Ouch.
Ouch my ass, because you know what? It was ouch for me when I was dealing with a guy who had a lovely, gorgeous 3-year-old son that I fell in love with, that our chemistry was so great. He loved me. I loved him. And whenever we were out, people really thought he was my son, not even looking at, like, genetics or anything like that, but just because of the way we interacted with each other. And when our relationship was over, that relationship was done as well. And then
that was on you and the homeboy.
That was on y'all. It wasn't
on
me.
Okay.
And then on top of that, you had the baby mother constantly in his ear because she already knew what it was. And as far as she was insecure and didn't want her son to forget her. Not that that's what I was trying to do, but, I mean, hey, I don't know. Like, if I don't know. I mean, I will always allow your son to know. Like, it's not even about allowing. Your son is always going to know that he's your mom. But I can't control if he tells me that he loves me. And, you know, the once in a while that he slips up and he may call me mommy or whatever, I'm not going to yell at him for it. I'll correct him or whatever the case may be. But, you know, so I just choose not to deal with it anymore. And
okay.
I'm sorry, unfortunately, Lady Still does not date guys with children.
Lady Still, let me ask you, with this February 14th coming up, I want to know a couple things. One, what are your plans? And two, what do you do for that special dude on that day?
Wow.
Yeah.
One, I normally do not have a Valentine. However, I anticipate a present this year from Tiffany's. And I'm not going to do anything. But I have done some pretty romantic stuff before when I was less fortunate, as a matter of fact, with my ex-husband. I remember, here to paint a scenario, I remember our first Valentine's Day, I was dead broke. I literally had like less than $40 in my pocket, and I went to a 99-cent store, and I got a whole bunch of, like, I got that big bulk of tea candles, and I lit them all up throughout the house, and I got a couple of those red fucking tube candles, I don't know what the hell you call them, and I got like a $5 bouquet from the Chinese grocery store, and I like put the rose petals all over the place. I actually made the bed up for once. I took like some dishwashing liquid and I made a bubble bath, and I got like
some
bronze.
You use what you had. You use your resources. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. I got, like, some Ronzoni spaghetti and, like, those Mike's hamburger patties. I made, like, some spaghetti and meatball shit and some vinegar soaked tomatoes with, like, salt and pepper. It was, like,
your budget on that day, you go all out for the dude.
It was the most ghetto shit you could ever imagine. I burned, like, this ultimate slow jam mix CD. And at the time, I did not smoke cigarettes. I was young. And I wasn't as stressed yet. I was stressed, but I wasn't as stressed yet. So I wasn't smoking cigarettes. And I used to try to get him to quit so much. But just because it was Valentine's Day, I actually had bought him a pack. And I wrapped it up in some red gift wrap. And, you know, we had dinner or whatever, and I presented him with this red present, and he opened it, and it was a pack of Newport 100s. We had the most banging sex after. He loved me to death.
Great.
But to capitalize on that, like, to me, Valentine's Day, it's not about there's a lot of people that say, you could show your love all throughout the year. You don't have to do it on this day. And I agree. You don't. People say the same thing about Black History Month. Like, we already know history. We don't have to only show it in February. And I agree again. However, how many times throughout the year do you really, you know, take the time out to do something special? I don't see anything wrong with when that day comes around that you step outside the box. You know, for most people, it's, you know, like a little push just to do something. And you could be upset that a push is needed. However, I think that you should not shy away from the fact that when people recognize it, you know, you just accept it, no matter how big or small. That depends on your love, actually, and what you define as love and what you have between you and your partner, how you receive it. I don't find anything wrong with celebrating Valentine's Day. However, at the same time, when it comes and when it goes, I don't mind either, because Valentine's Day, I celebrate it with whoever I may, you know, have as a lover. I always, no matter what, every single year, my best friend is always my Valentine, and she comes before any and everyone.
That's what's up. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to coast for a little bit. Ebony is in the building. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as we come back, we're going to take a quick little musical vacay. I got to check the chat rooms and the Twitter and Facebooks and all that real quick. And we're going to get into some, matter of fact, we're going to get into some jokes. You got a joke song you like, Lady Steel, that you want me to play?
Oh, damn. I'm trying to remember which cut it was. There was like a meme sample in the beginning.
I think that's it. Here we go.
Right? Something about I'm not a pussy or I've never been a pussy.
Yeah. You want to hear that one?
There we go. You know my keyword, pussy, sex, alcohol.
And we'll be right back with B-Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, She's Smacked, and Ebony's in the building. We're waiting on our featured guest, Pro Dillinger and Nobi. Gritty Life Music in the building. It's a rock takeover, and we'll be right back.
I promise I ain't hiding, baby. I can't hide nothing either.
You and me.
And everybody else.
At the dark end of the street.
Damn, baby, sing it. All my Jersey niggas is.
Living in darkness.
All my VA niggas is. Yeah.
Living in darkness.
East Coast, West Coast niggas is. Yeah. Down south, Midwest niggas is, yeah.
Living in darkness.
Come on. Childhood over, nigga. I'm a grown man. Bullets fine, police siren. In my zone, fam. My niggas locked. We collect calls on the phone, damn. Bottle in my left hand. Blunt in my right hand. one gun on the table, other on my way. Enemies want me erased, lawyer handling the case. Death staring me in the face, this portrait of insecurity and stress can't be traced. The Lord's words out of breath, Satan winning the race. Can it be I'm losing my sanity? Man, it be a panic be harder than granite be. Flushing work frantically, cussing boys at the door. Classic battle, sequel war, bodies aching, heart sore. Don't know what I'm here for, can't move without the drink or the smoke. Nightmares of me hanging from a rope. More people happy than sad that I'm dead. Tragedy, death, sacrifice, execution. Flames and pains in my head, cause I'm
living in darkness.
If you like me, it's a tragedy, cause you
living in darkness.
I pray to the Lord when I'm high and bored, cause I'm
living in darkness.
Everybody struggles, gotta show muscles, cause we
living in darkness.
Nigga, it's now or never, life gotta get better. This shit crazy, my niggas having babies. The drug game giving you 2 years at best. No more stunting, better carry your vest. But niggas shooting for heads and hearts, you'll be dead from sparks. Fed the shark, cats playing, letting parts. My mom's and pop's gone, I got a baby on the way. Older guy, niggas going crazy for the pay. Killers respect killers. The 80s was the last time the hood respected drug dealers. It ain't nothing to get a gram or OZ. If you ain't around, a baby, don't consider you homie. So be prepared to rock Dolly in the quest for a roadie. Crips, whips, and chicks, bricks and shit. Bottles and tubes, dollars and shoes, 40 acres and mules. Cause they further sideways, the greater you move. So prepare for combat. Place where with a line at. Scope where they kids and moms at. My niggas chips is bomb rap. Every soldier in Iraq and Afghanistan is every single mother in the fucking gutter is
living in darkness.
R.I.P. my mom's and pops, the can pops too, cause they now
living in darkness.
Like I'm already dead in the casket, sold to the devil, flesh eaten by maggots. Bones to the dust, somehow my eyes still alive. In the ocean of fire, my conscience floats on the tide. What a fucking ride. In the jungle where tornadoes and hurricanes collide. Looking for the man who walks on water while I'm trying to swim in sand. 15 feet in March Madness, trying to come up with a winning plan. Odds against me, but I can't complain. Even the ant feels a drop of the rain. Glory walks hand to hand with doom. Is that the feeling of the sheep when the wolf in the same room? Never had a chance like a bird with no wings. It's hard to ball when your sneakers got no strings. No choice but to keep going. I ain't stopped breathing yet. They say death comes in numbers. Good luck finding the even bet. I will settle for a close call or defeat. In the world of gladiators, there's a room for the movement. Everybody is
living in darkness.
You think you're not fucking lying to yourself, cause you
living in darkness.
Motherfucker.
Living in darkness.
Yeah, that was the Home Jerks, Living and Dying, live on Pregame Radio. Pregame approved artist, big shout out to him. We'll be kicking it live tonight, and without further ado, I must introduce to you my co-defendant, my left, my right hand, my the Robin Quivers of the show. Ep, what's popping? Hold on. I swear, yo, damn this the switchboard right now, man. But, you know what, we're still alive, we're still going. I'm going to get them back in a second. All right, we're waiting on Ed. Big shout out, we're waiting on also Nobi Pro Dillinger also in the building. It's a goodie like takeover tonight, so we're waiting on them getting on the check-in. And I'm just trying to get Ed and maybe still back in the room real quick. All right, there we go. Oh, this pro, what's poppin'?
Yo, what's good, Black? How you, my nigga?
You know, we chilling, we chilling. Hold on, we trying to get anybody else in the room, but while I do that, please tell the people who's, for those who don't know, pre-game radio approved artist Pro Dillinger is in the building.
Yeah, yeah, man. Gritty Life Music, man. Pro Dillinger the Don, man. Yo, listen, Black, homie Nobi, he wanted to call in and all that, man, but he's in the studio right now. He locked in with some other dudes right now. Some big collaborations popping on, so he told me to call on his behalf. Thank you for the love, you know, and let you know that he really appreciates you playing the songs, you know, and showing our music, right, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So I'm live on the check-in right now, you know what I mean?
No doubt we got Pro Dillinger live on the check-in now. Pro Dillinger, let me ask you, homie.
Okay.
You know, it being Valentine's Day approaching and stuff, what are you doing for your special lady on that day?
Well, I mean, if I had a special lady, then every day would be Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying? But my special lady on Valentine's Day is going to be my mom's, and I'm going to have my daughter with me. So, you know, I'll probably just cook some dinner, you know, rent a movie, make it a blockbuster night, and just spend some time with them, let them know that I appreciate them, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate my mother, appreciate my daughter, you know, for the unconditional love they give me, you know what I'm saying? And really, that's what's important, you know? Like, I'm Muslim. I don't celebrate no holidays, but that day right there, it's like, you know what I'm saying? At least, you know, the least I could do is let my mother know I love her and let my baby know I love her, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. We got Ablog back in the building. Lady Still is live in the building, too.
Yay. Finally,
what's up,
I guess.
Man?
Hi, Pro.
Yo, hi, Pro Dillinger.
What's up, Ab? How you? Yo, Black. Who was that? Who was that? Was a Super Shaka song you was just playing or something? Sound like Super Shaka you was just playing.
Nah. That's Drip. He's another pre-game artist, pre-game radio approved artist.
I mean,
I told you, but all pre-game approved artists, you know. They get a spot on the pregame radio mixtape.
Oh, word? You putting out a mixtape?
Yeah, I think I do that too.
Yo, homie, you need to do that, yo. You got a lot of dudes. Yeah. You get a lot of music on your show, babe.
I know.
Yes,
it's
only going to be pregame approved artists that's going to go on this mixtape, and you happen to be one.
And whoever becomes pregame artist of the year.
Oh. Who's pregame artist of the year?
We don't have no one yet.
Yes, we did. We had a pregame artist of the year.
Yeah, but I'm not starting with them because...
Why not?
Nah, because...
It should have been Pro Dillinger, man. I'm an original pregame.
I got to give the 2011 people a fair shot, like, you know what I'm saying? That's why everybody battles it out. I'm going to have...
No. That's wrong. I think, if anything, you should highlight the ones that's been rocking with you from beginning.
Exactly. Like Pro Dillinger.
Okay.
Okay,
so yes, Landlord, Yobi, you guys are definitely making the mixtape. Cashmere, yo, shout out to Cashmere, I met the dude on Monday. All right, I met him at a showcase. You know what I mean? And then only showcase, I was just supposed to walk through, say what up to my mans and get a drink and be out. They realized I was there. Next thing, I Brooklyn Black come to the stage. And I'm like, oh, fuck. But only because I wasn't in that mode. I was still in burn mode. I just got out of work, you know what I'm saying? And it was Monday night. So I wasn't in Brooklyn Black mode. You feel what I'm saying? I wasn't in Brooklyn Black mode. I was still in burn mode, you know what I mean?
Yo, homie, let me tell you something about the dude Cashmere, man. I don't know something like that personally, man, but I talk to a lot of rappers via Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I try to, be, you know, get a lot of collaborations or just show niggas love, you know, let them know, like, yo, I appreciate your music, you grinding real hard, keep doing your thing. Yo, son is, like, one of the only niggas that's, like, not a funny nigga, you know what I'm saying, like, on Facebook. Like, son is dumb cool, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to my nigga BK Cashmere, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, son, for real, man. My nigga's grinding out there.
And his album is on iTunes, and also, Pregame Radio is on iTunes.
Are we really?
Yes, Pregame Radio is on iTunes.
That's a great look. We gotta shout out the pregame Facebook group because they hold it down. I know some days like I slack and I don't deliver like news or gossip or whatever, but it's great to see that even on those days, if I don't post anything, you guys keep
somebody
it live.
Somebody puts it up. So yeah, shout out to our Facebook.
Somebody's putting something up, and you guys are always like promoting your music. I see a lot of like I may not always get a chance to like actually comment, but I always am observing. And believe me, I see like you guys collab, you guys promo each other, you guys give each other props, you guys curse each other out, whatever, but you guys keep it going.
Yo, matter of fact, also as far as that goes, shout out to freaking the studio, the whole team SOS Movement. Because they're on there heavy. They are on there heavy.
Because they're in South Florida. And it's, you know, we network as much as we can. Shout out to Gumo. A lot of the graphics or crazy pictures of mine that you may see, you know, they do. But they're based out of South Florida. So it's kind of hard for us to get anything real going. But they will be having people in New York City soon. And also, shout out to Days. Days holds down pregame radio pretty well, too, and he shows us a lot of love.
Well, yes, man, shout out to Landlord, too, man. Landlord be on the Facebook.
Landlord, Pro Dillinger, you guys were, like, the originals from, like, the fan page.
Yeah, so I don't know if anybody knows Ab. I know you be knowing Ab, but me and this dude, Brooklyn Black, been friends for like damn near 10 years. So I mean, he was just chopping it up about that the other day. And in high school, my nigga was like, yo, son, yo, keep doing your music shit, da da da. It was a lot of haters in high school. You remember that shit, Blood? But then, like, you was one of the only niggas, son, that really was, like, real supportive of my music, son. Yo, be freestyling in music class and shit with the beats on. My nigga be cutting class to come hear me rap.
Yes.
One more. I know I keep cutting in, but also a very special shout-out to Pro Dillinger. And I say this because I was hit up, like, again, I'm all over the place, so a lot of the times, like, I don't get to follow through completely with what I'm supposed to do because I'm caught up. But Black asked me to hit you up to make sure that, like, we had everything in sync for tonight. And I'm all over the place, so I hit you up. And he hit me up, too, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get to respond, you know, like, right away. But he pretty much let me know, like, he had his baby.
Yeah.
So definitely shout out to that because – one, it's hard to find, you know, men that are taking care of home. And two, you know, he's not ashamed to let it be known. And as hard as he's hustling, you know, to make this happen, he's not taking a back seat to what matters. So a special shout-out to Pro Dillinger.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, as long as I've known Pro, he's been a real stand-up dude now. We go back both to the time where we both was rocking braids. You know what I'm saying? Coming through with hair wild on days. You know what I mean? You know,
well,
and most times we didn't have classes together, but we was always in the same fucking room.
Yeah, son. Cutting class like a motherfucker, man. But I appreciate the shout-out, man. All the love y'all be giving me and giving my movement. Y'all play my music. You know what I'm saying? Ab, you know what I'm saying? You always been cool, man. I just appreciate everything y'all be doing for me, man, for real. And I'm glad to see that the show is starting to, you know, pick up, you know, and everybody's starting to listen and not tune in, you know, pay attention. You know what I mean? It's
getting momentum right now. You know what I'm saying? And for those who don't know, April 4th, and that's going to be pregame's 1 year anniversary because that'd be our first year, our whole year doing the show. Our first show, yo, bro, what time was that show? Like 2 a.m, 3 a.m, something like that, right?
It was one in the morning to 2 o'clock. You ain't had no music. It was just a talk show at that point.
Yes, yo, pregame radio, and I just put it on Facebook on Twitter. Boom, I'm having a show. I'm starting in 20 minutes or whatever. Pro Dillinger was on the check in. And then we had another young lady on the check-in.
Queen of Swords. Shout out to Queen of Swords.
Yeah, wherever she's at. Because now, straight up, she's deleting me on Facebook or some shit. I don't fucking know. But shout out to her regardless. Because she was on the first pregame radio. You know what I'm saying? So without that first episode happening, we wouldn't be where we at today. And she was a part of that. So shout out to her, Alkaline Water and all that good shit.
Yeah, all that shit.
Give us some history on our featured artist who could be here tonight, because he's on the ground and all that. But tell us about Nobi, man. Where he from? What he's about? What is he bringing to the table?
Nobi originally, man. Nobi's out of Queens, man. Queens, New York, and / Rockland. You know what I'm saying? And he's just a dude, man, that is very well respected out here. He's actually one of the flagship artists out of Rockland County, man. One of the forefathers of this shit, man, because, like, before Nobi started really grinding, man, niggas was putting out, like, one mixtape a year or some shit like that. All of the crews out here was, like, fighting with each other, and it was a bunch of wild shit. But, like, when Nobi really started putting in that grind, man, like, he was the first nigga to consistently put out a mixtape, like, once a month, every month, you know what I'm saying? Like, and his work ethic is, like, almost... like Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time I call this nigga, he's recording. I speak to him like 3 or 4 times a day. And so I don't know how you balance having a family, being one of the greatest artists ever, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, and running a music label with, like, 8 other artists on it. But he manages to do it. And still at the same time, his art doesn't suffer, man. This dude is just an amazing artist, you know what I'm saying, as y'all going to hear soon, you know what I'm saying, because I sent some joints over for y'all to blast off tonight. Yo, homie, let me tell you, son, this dude, he just does not quit, son. He's one of them niggas that is like, yo, I sleep when I die. Like, this nigga's grind is very inspirational, man. He inspired a lot of niggas out here. Like, a lot of the younger niggas out here wouldn't even be rapping if it wasn't for Nobi. And you could go on Facebook and ask niggas that shit. Like, I bet you 100 niggas would say that they only started rapping because of really like music. You know what I'm saying? And Nobi. So, right now, you know what I'm saying? He's just finished a project in January. He's working on an EP right now. We got a lot of big collaborations popping up with major artists, major labels. We got some tour shit coming up, you know what I'm saying, out of the country shit. So we just trying to be on the grind, man, and this is all because of this man right here. Like, me and Nobi are the creators of Gritty Life Music. He's the founder. I'm the co-founder. We've been rocking strong for like 8 years now, you know what I'm saying? We got 8 artists down with us now. You know, everybody's putting out projects, everybody's putting out music, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that ass, yo, shout out to my nigga Nobi Gritty Life Music, man, you know what I'm saying? Following that.
Yeah, you got P-Gang Radio as an outlet, always.
Word, son, you know what I mean? Shout out to my niggas, man, Jay Stacks, Jay Black, Els Presley, A-Dash, Young Sha, the whole Gritty Life South, the whole Gritty Life Catabeno, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we just trying to do it big this year, that's all.
I could definitely dig that. I respect that. We're going to get into a Nobi joint. This is the gift. So
yeah,
right now, Nobi is in, he's in the arena. He's in the arena. You know what I'm saying? We got Ebb. We got Lady Steel in the building. We don't see how he do, if he gets pregame approved. But if he is, like you say he is, then more than likely he will be.
Yes. Play the gift, man. Y'all niggas, I'm telling you, man, this shit right here is like... Even for somebody like myself, like that, I listen to a lot of artists, a lot of hip hop music. This song right here is, I swear to God, just today I played this shit like 7 times in a row. I can't get enough of this joint, man. The gift, man. Nobi, Gritty Life Music.
And that's how we gonna do it. It's pregame radio. We'll be right back.
Watch me, I'm gritty gritty, hottest in the city. Be on that other shit when that Obama handy in me. I'm criminally insane, pissing on the 7 train. Forever rapping Killer Queen. Got them chopper choppers, cause the block is hottest. 2 summers hot enough to cause a power outage. The crowd is shouting GL. Few male fans, but a lot of modern speed, man. Lil mama put that pressure on me and made my pipe burst. Write a verse in 7 minutes, that's light work. In that Lambo and my lady friend driving. Cause I'm always drunk and too lazy to get a license. But this year I'll be sitting in some night. Killing them in that Benz vehicle of homicide. Yeah, so when you see me act like you don't, that gritty life is the only life that I know.
Yeah, we back live. That was the gift. Nobi Gritty Life Music. Nobi couldn't be here tonight, so Pro Dylan's just here in his place. You know what I mean? We're going to still, you know, chop it up with Pro and all that. also to a couple of other things, but we're going to keep it moving. We got Lady Steel. We got Ebb in the building. Let's see. I just realized I haven't played any promo drops yet tonight. Don't worry, I'll get up on it because they make the show popping too. Lady Steel, what did you think on that?
It was short and sweet. I was honestly left waiting for some more.
Oh, she wants some more.
Always.
Aw, man. Ed, what's good? What's good? Please tell me how you feeling. Now, Ed is a tough cookie. If you get her to like your shit, and this for any artist listening, PC, on the call in, whatever, if you get Ed to like your shit, you are fucking dope. Because Ed don't like nothing.
Yeah, but as of late, it's hard for me to like shit, too. I try to put it nicely if I don't. But as of late, we've been coming across some pretty good artists. I think the group did something or was a wake-up call, because after that fiasco on air, it's been like everybody's...
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? We had to air people out?
We had the fiasco on air, and then we had the fiasco online. And it's like after those two incidents, everybody's been coming correct.
Yeah, true indeed. I can't front. Like, people don't email if it ain't, like, real hard body type shit. Like, I think, like, I'm going to have to make the pregame radio mixtape, like, a double disc or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get these people back on the check-in, but, yo, this switchboard is really, it's causing gray hairs even.
I'm going to shop for a new host, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, so pretty much... Pretty soon, we're going to have a different calling number and all that. And
by the way, did you say that you were having another show?
Excuse me?
When?
Excuse me?
When?
No, what I did say was I'm trying to work on a showcase for pregame radio when we hit our anniversary.
Oh, I was making sure.
By
the way, I do have
back in the building.
Some info coming in to me about a Brooklyn showcase.
Yeah, I want in on that pregame radio showcase, B.
No doubt.
I want in on that, man. I want in
no
on that.
No doubt.
I want to headline that shit.
Oh, man, you want to be headliner.
Yeah,
I have that's coming up sooner than ours within Brooklyn, and DJ Jazzy Joyce will be in the building. So I'm getting
Hold on. Ed, what did you think on that joint?
I think that joint was hot. It was short, and I was waiting for some more. But I did like. And it's not that I don't like... Yeah, it's true. I don't like a lot of stuff, but that's because I'm from an era of knowing what good music is, whatever it is, be it rap, rock, R&B, soul, pop, whatever. So if your shit ain't right, if it ain't rough, it ain't right, period.
Well, I could dig it. I could dig it. Ev is definitely a music critic.
So it looks like Nobi is on the way. Nobi is on the way.
Yo, Nobi's right there, man. Let me tell you right now, man. Nobi's on the crest of greatness, man. I promise you that.
I really wish he was able to make it tonight, only because we can hear him drop something light. But since he can't, and you're here in his place, you gotta do that. So
see, when they were going back to Cypher.
So what you saying, Black? You want me to drop something light? Like you want me to drop something light right now?
Not right now.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm on a shotgun, homie. I'm ready.
No, we're going to do that. We're going to do that before we wrap up. You
know Dillinger.
Yes.
Hold on.
You missed last week when they had niggas going back and forth, like in a three-way cypher.
What?
Yo.
Yes.
You know what? I was probably, though, last weekend, last Saturday was kind of wild for me, man. I was all, involved in all
going
kind of
again
shit I shouldn't have been involved in. But I'm ready for the next one, man. The next cypher, I'm, like, totally in that shit.
So hopefully, if more people could, if we get a couple more artists on the check in tonight, we'll have us a cipher.
I might even,
if since Flo Dillinger's going, it'll be just like old times. So I might even get in on it. You know,
like,
but we got to get into it. Everybody on the check, and I need y'all to do me a favor. Since the switchboard's jumping around and all that, I will need y'all to mute y'all phones once I start playing the song. Because right, I'm not going to mute y'all off my switchboard, only because, as you can see, it'll give me trouble when I try to bring you back in. All right? So, Pro, Lady Steel, mute your phones. What's the song?
Mute my phone.
Mute your phones, and we get right back into it. Yeah. All right, so we're going to get into it. Nobi, this is, I think it's G-Rhyme, maybe Grind, but I'm going to call it
G-Rhyme. G-Rhyme. It's called G-Rhyme.
All right, so it's G-Rhyme, and we'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio, man, and we just going to be here. We wilding now. We got, like, another 45 minutes up in here, so we're going to do what to do. You dig? But we'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, where my 34 sharp niggas at, man? Powerful, what up, nigga? Yeah, the real powerful.
Yeah,
lame niggas talking that shit.
I mean,
man. Tell that story to somebody who cares,
real
nigga.
Right now, nigga.
Yeah.
Let's
check.
See.
I don't ball out, but I can buy the bar out. Gotta put the sun to sleep to bring the moon and stars out. You on the wrong route, need to make a bow face. Trying to imitate the Sopranos from Scarface. I beat the call case, finally a free man. The game is so political. CNN, C-SPAN, team full of G's, man. We ain't a rapper, dude. Y'all go in the booth and pull them pistols out and clap at you. Sit around and laugh at you. Fucking clowns half of you. Running around talking about you run the town. That ain't true. How the fuck you run the town? Really life still around. Catch me on the end.
Yeah, we are live back. Creek Gate Radio. That was
yeah.
Nobi. G Ron. We got Pro Dillinger. Maybe still in the building. Another
Marsh,
short
I ain't gotta play the joint. I ain't gotta play the whole joint, my nigga.
Yep, straight up that no, that's how it comes. It like what you sent me was snippets, that's all I got.
What? I sent you full songs, my nigga. I sent you the both
nah,
the full songs.
Dude, you sent me snippets. I only got snippets because I uploaded straight from the email.
Well, don't worry.
Okay, my fault.
You know, I like the vote of confidence. I appreciate it. But just off of that, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Pre-game approved. Ladies
definitely
Joel,
pre-game
what
approved.
What'd you say?
I said Nobi's pre-game approved. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm
telling you, man.
Oh, I say pregame approved, but we need more.
Yeah, definitely more. That's what I said from Joe.
See, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to promote the website real quick, if you don't mind, man. It's www.grittylifemusic.com. Right there, if you log on to that, man, everybody's project is available for free download. There's songs on there, like full songs, you know what I'm saying? You could just click the play button or whatever. Everybody that's with us got Reverb Nation pages, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, if y'all want to hear more music from Nobi, you know what I'm saying, or myself or J-Stacks or A-Dash or anybody that's with Gritty Life Music, log on to www.grittylifemusic.com.
Can you spell that out for a couple of the slow folks, please?
Sure. GRITTYLYFmusic.com.
Thank you.
If niggas don't know how to spell music, then I don't know.
Because when people are replacing
Hold on, wait. We have a caller. We got to let him in real quick so they don't cuss me out on Facebook. Passport digit 0656. Try to get you alive on Free Game Radio.
You're damn straight you would get cursed out because I can't be on hold for too long. Like, I'll
thank
come
you.
On now.
Uh-oh.
You know who this
like,
is. Come
like
on
my,
now, ladies
like
and gentlemen.
Right
Free
there.
Game Radio, MSR is in the building. Like, it's going down.
But
it's your girl, Miss Brooklyn. I'm here as a fan. I'm a fan. Hi, pregame. Hi, Brooklyn Black. Hi, Av. Hey, Lady Steel. What's up?
Yeah. Hello.
I've been tuning in, you know. just got off air. Crazy show. The show was so crazy. People were coming out, repping their sets. We had gang members talking about, come see me. This and that. Y'all got to play back.
Oh,
the show was too insane. I mean,
on my face.
Niggas was gangbanging on the radio?
Listen, let me tell you something. Some dude that goes by the name CLK started with MFIR Radio, threw subliminals out. Boss Man put it out there. Now everybody's like, why are you starting with these chicks? Why are you doing this? You coochie. I'm not going to say the curse words. You coochie. You're this and a third. And then he started talking hoopla. And then they're like, yo, son, come see me right now. My number is such and such and such. I'm waiting for you. I'm coming to Fall Rock. Brooklyn don't play. I'm coming to Fall Rock right now. And it got nuts. It got nuts. They was throwing sets up. I don't know what a Valentine is, 357, Sue Whoop. I don't even know what a Sue Whoop is.
Yeah.
I don't know what Valentine. I thought Valentine was the holiday. And I kept saying, who is Sue Whoop? Do I know him?
Nah, definitely not a holiday. And Sue Whoop, you don't know him, ma.
I'm like, yo, what is this? And then I'm like, they was like, I'm not with this internet stuff. You on the radio talking gangster? I'm coming to your hood. Come, like, I'm like, oh my God.
It's like, who does fall into a radio show to gangbang?
No, it wasn't even that. You have to hear the show back. You have to play it back. It got nuts because, oh my gosh, Miss New Shoes was threatened to get jumped. They was telling her, come to exit 21. Come to exit
18.
I'm like, yo, stop it.
How you know? Like, how the hell?
Bro, not my new shoes. Anybody fuck with my new shoes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I seen. But anyway, bottom line is, I called in because I'm a fan of. You know, I heard you had an artist that goes by the name of Pro Dillinger on air tonight. And I just like, really? Oh, my gosh. Dillinger?
Oh, shit.
Really?
Don't start. Don't even start.
Look like Pro might have a Valentine's after all.
Exactly.
I hope so. Yo, Miss Brooklyn, you want to be my Valentine?
Making love connections. What?
Wait,
you
what
be my
happened?
Valentine? You want
like
to be my
in harmony. Brooklyn does not like that. I don't. It's a bullshit holiday. It's made up. I don't. You know, Valentine's. You don't choose one day of the year to do something. So I don't like. Don't no. I can't. I'm sorry, Dillinger. No. I don't like. I'm not down with the whole Valentine. It's just garbage to me. I don't care about it. I'm not one of them females that go nuts if you don't bring me something or buy me something. I don't care about it. Because I know on a regular, you're going to be spoiling me just like I spoil you. Like, that's
exactly.
Regular.
You go, baby.
Like,
you
have baby come in the crib with some ish for me. And you already know I'll come in the crib like, boom, baby. Ooh, that's you right there. Like, come on now. I don't need a holiday. I don't need the 14th. I don't. What is it, the 14th, the 11th, the 12th? I don't know. Whichever date it is.
We just talked about this, man. Valentine's Day should be, you know, special. You know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day should be every day, man, if you got a special lady in your life, man. You don't need no holiday for that.
Right out. That's what's up.
Miss Brooklyn, you've been my Valentine, ma.
Stop it. You can't do that. I am blushing. Come on. You know my skin people blush easy. Stop it.
Yeah, I'll be knowing.
Yeah, of course you know. Look at you.
Yo, shout out to Miss Brooklyn. She's
I like
teaching
that
me how to use my phone.
Me and Brooklyn's like, we be on the camera with each other. You just be talking and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got a bad hair day. Brooklyn's like, why are you looking at me? Stop looking at me. And he's like, well, your bangs are nice. Ooh.
Strong.
I'm like, what? Yeah,
like, her bang comes down mad low like a visor. Like, that shit is, and that shit is on point, too. Like, all the hairs in place, like, she ain't got no split ends and none of that shit.
That's what's up.
Thank you. Yeah, like, you know, gotta make it do what it do. I have to, but my hair was looking hard. I'm like, yo, it need to get washed. It need to get the, like, I'm ready to just do something crazy. New look, new image, photo shoots are coming up. Everything's coming up. Oh, guys, guess what? I have an announcement. I'm not even on here to promo for MFR Radio, but I do want to put my, you know.
But you do it anyway. Once you do it,
I know. I love pregame radio. I got to come through and let them know, like, you know, guess what? Battle Me Friday shows that's coming up just got bigger and better. And you guys spread the words to the artist that calls up on this show, to the artist that calls up both shows. You know, we do promo
so
both shows.
Tell Novi.
We have to let you guys know that.
Tuesdays, it's a go.
Battle of Fridays is getting bigger and bigger. MFIR Radio just got the contracts for, you know, the winner of Battle Me Fridays to get a contract record deal. So, it is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You will get a record deal with Universal Records. a legit record deal with Universal Records. We've seen the contracts, have everything go. They're trying to get us our studio to do the show live, taping live, everything. So, you know, Battle Me Fridays is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This is a show, you know, Canada is now involved. The UK is now involved. And, of course, the states are involved. We're trying to make this, this is just season one. They want us to do several seasons. We're trying to make it a goal. So the winner of Battle Me Fridays will get a record deal. So listen, Cypher Tuesdays. Tuesdays is going down. Come through on Tuesdays. Come into Cypher. Battle it out there. Get put in Battle Me Fridays. Once you get put in Battle Me Fridays, you battle out 12 artists for 12 weeks. America votes. The UK votes. They vote for who's number one. So the last man or female standing, because we do have three females now in Battle Me Friday. I'm repping for the ladies, though. I am. We have three hard-ass spitters, females, in Battle Me Fridays, and the rest are men.
Yes.
So, you know, it's going down. We have six slots open. We have six filled in, six slots open, 12 weeks. So hit
that
us
is
up
like
at MFR Radio on Twitter. Hit up Pregame Radio. Pregame Radio will tell you what to do. Like, you guys, just come through. Come through.
So can MSIR, like, send at least, like, the pregame admins the information for that? Because when, at least when I approach, like, the artists, I normally, you know, tell them about us, and I tell them about you guys as, like, a, you know, as, like, the next level, you
right.
know, as far as getting out there. But I know that the last time that I was on the show, I remember you guys were talking about something with a sign-up sheet. As far as the Tuesdays go?
Right, the Tuesday, the Cypher shows. Okay,
well,
it goes down like this. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put it in pregame radio as well. I'll post it in pregame radio and radio group and let you guys know that you guys could just sign up in pregame radio as well. The last four digits of your number and your artist name. That's it. That's all you need, and you're in the show. You're in. Once we see that, you're in. You can come through and battle. We'll know who you are. We know you're doing the Cypher. As far as that go, I'll have LV do everything, you know, with the information sheet and everything like that. Like I said, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, yo, why not? Both radio shows are affiliated. Come through. Get what's yours. Just get what's yours. And you're going to get a magazine shoot. You're going to get a spread in the magazine as well, Eat or BE magazine, which is what number three urban magazine in the UK, Canada, and in the States. So why not? Why not?
Why not?
That
why
is like
not go for it?
And you know what? You know, I'm not even supposed to leak this, but let me just say this. Off the contract, the Universal Record contract, it states that the artist gets 70% content return. That means they're not taking a lot. You're getting 70% of your money back. So once some checks come in, you getting back 70% of your money. It's not bad, not bad. And they only getting 20% royalties, and then you have to pay the distribution team 10% only. Not bad. That's not a bad deal. For
not
a year and a half, the contract is for a year and a half. That's not a bad deal.
Not at all.
So
what are y'all saying? So if a nigga don't take advantage of that, man, he's stupid, man. Especially you got a year and a half to just bang out and put out as much music as you can, man. The only thing with that is that, you know what I'm saying, Universal got to really believe in you and believe in your project in order, you know, to push you, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you could get that contract, be fucked with the niggas for a year and a half, and they just have you on the shelf, like.
So
you know what
with
I mean?
That being said, Dillinger, can I ask Dillinger a question?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do to show Universal you the next hottest thing? What are you going to do to differentiate yourself from all these underground rappers that did get signed and it's just sitting on the shelf? What is Poe Dillinger going to do?
I mean, honestly, like, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, my music speaks for itself. You know what I mean? I feel like the thing that separates me the most from a lot of other rappers is I got a very unique and distinct kind of voice. So anything I spit, like, if I'm on a track with two other dudes, you know what I'm saying, automatically the listener hears my verse harder than theirs because I sound different. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
My content is different. My vantage point of the hood, my vantage point of everything I see is different. My creative process is different. You know, I don't feel like I'm just a rapper. I feel like I'm an artist in every sense of the word, whereas if I wasn't rapping, I'd probably be painting or I'd probably be some kind of musician playing an instrument. Like, I need to express myself regardless of the form that I choose to express myself in, whether it be acting or whatever the case may be, because I do a lot of other different things besides rapping, because I feel like music is just not a big enough conduit for me to you know, express myself. So I'm constantly looking for new modes and new angles to express myself. And when I meet these record people and all of that, when I talk to these people and sit down and have these meetings with all these dudes that be trying to, you know, sell me dreams and shit like that, the first thing they say is like, man, yo, you real artistic, man. It seems like your creative process is totally different, you know. I think that's what separates me from a lot of these dudes, because I'm not just rapping from the aspect of a nigga that's, you know, I'm fucked up, I'm in the hood. Like, I'm not rapping like a Boys in the Hood nigga or, you know, NWA or whatever. You can't categorize me. You can't categorize what I do. I feel like I'm just different from everybody else because I'm a real artist. I don't say I'm an artist just because I can make a hood song and then I can make a chick song. I say I'm an artist because I go in the studio and then I come out the studio and play the guitar or paint a picture, you know what I'm saying, or act in a movie or anything like that. So it's like that's what separates me, because I'm more than just an artist as far as music is concerned, because a label could take me, put out my music, and then market me to any other kind of genre or art form, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can do anything, and I'm willing to try anything.
I hear that. That's real. I hear that. So, and also, you're lyrically versatile, so.
I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Lyrically
versatile he is. We got to get to a Pro Dillinger track. We gotta get into a pregame favorite Pro Dillinger track.
Uh-huh.
And that's Love So Cold. So everybody that know, everybody that's on the check-in, please.
Mute your phone.
You know, Switchboard is acting up, Miss Brooklyn. You already know how Switchboard be getting sometimes.
Wow. You know, the smart thing to do is pull a Switchboard up on your celly and use the audio switchboard for the music and take the calls with yourself, because that's the best way to do it.
Wait, I could do that with my Evo?
That's why it's called an Evo. Evolution, baby.
Oh, man.
I guess she told you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she told me. Yo. Yes. Yo, Miss Ruby has been putting me in my place for like all week already. But we're going to get into Love So Cold. Here we go. Pre-game radio. We'll be right back. Oops, sorry. Wait.
I remember meeting you for the first time. I felt the same feeling spitting my first rhyme. You was there, me and you, in the worst time. Now you calling me these names for the third time. Get a life, I'm a lame and a bird, right? I ain't messing with you, baby, that's the third strike. You keep bopping, I'ma keep rocking. Slang, beat, day, like
Pregame Radio.
Son, before you say another word, let me tell you something. If that song right there is not on the mixtape, you and I are going to have problems. I think out of all the people that have come through, all the songs you have played, that remains my favorite. You hear me?
Man,
that remains my favorite.
Oh, I love you for that, man. Thank you so much.
That you used Patrice Rushen, who is an artist that a lot of these motherfuckers, they don't know music. They don't know Patrice Rushen. They don't know fucking music. Just the simple, you incorporated that shit right there, you will always get my vote. Real talk.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. A lot of niggas think, like, when people hear that sample, they be like, oh, that's the Mary shit. I be like, what? Like, nah, that's not the Mary shit, man. That's that other shit, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, niggas really, really be thinking, like, that these songs came from, like, Mary and all that. Nah, man, everybody that was making music in the 90s, man, took their samples from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, so why not get back to the original? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and if it was
Mary, I listen to that kind of shit. Like,
if it was Mary, that means Puff did it. Puff is the king of sampling.
Word.
I don't think Puff has actually made an actual beat ever.
But you know what? Shout to Puff, because Puff revolutionized the production game. Puff really did revolutionize it and made way for niggas to make beats for niggas like me like that. Like, dead ass, I would have never got that beat if everybody, you know what I'm saying, wasn't sampling and shit like that. That's one of the hottest beats anybody ever gave me. Like, so regardless of the pregame radio mixtape and all that, like, I'm going to push that song as my second single. Like, right now, my first single is In the Trap, you know what I'm saying? That's the other shit you like. You know what I'm saying? So that's In the Trap. I'm popping with that first, and then the second single is going to be Love So Cold. So it's like, for y'all to be playing that like that, everybody to like it, I really appreciate it. I hope you're listening.
All,
like it
all
too.
I want to know is, can I get a cameo in the video? That's it.
You can play my love interest.
Before being shit or whatever, I wink at you or something like that.
I'm
you
your
know?
Love interest? Is it me? Yeah, it's me. I knew it.
Yo, Ed, you're in there, yo. I might shoot some of that shit in Brooklyn. Like, we was just talking about shooting a video for that, like, the other day. So it's like, it's a real big song for me. It's one of the best songs I ever did, and I really enjoy listening to it.
Word up, me too.
Yo,
that's my
man.
Fourth.
Hey, word. For those who don't know, call us up. It's pregame radio 347-857-4302. Shout out to everybody on the check-in and the chat room and all of that. I got Miss Brooklyn here. I got Bo Dillinger here. Lady Steel, you know, you're doing the damn thing tonight. But let me ask, matter of fact, Ed, I almost let this slip. Ed, you got a dumbass of the week?
Do I have a dumbass of the week? Of course I got a dumbass of the week. Now, I don't know if you guys been hearing about this senator from upstate.
Hello?
Yo, Ed.
Hello?
Did we lose Ed?
Are we still
Hello?
On air? It went off.
We're
Hello?
Still
yeah,
on air. We're still on air.
Oh. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ed, we got you.
Okay, what the hell is going on with this shit, son? All right.
I told
this,
you,
live
talk, man.
All right, listen. There's the Mary Upstate Representative Christopher Lee. He's been in office for two terms in the Buffalo area. Recently, he sent racy pictures of himself to this chick, and he thought that the chick wasn't going to put that shit on blast. And
stupid
that's what
ass nigga.
So
what
come to find
ass.
Out that, yeah, basically, so now he had to quit as a congressman, and it happened right after she published the shit on some kind of blog talk called Gawker, or some shit like that. Maybe we need to start checking that
Y'all
shit out.
Y'all calling the wrong
deal.
Person stupid. I'm so sorry. The
All
chick
right,
is stupid.
You know
stupid?
What? You know what?
Let
In
me tell
sense,
you why she's stupid. And I've said
you
this before. Brooklyn Black heard me say this. Listen, you freaking sleeping with somebody in a politician. That's a politician. You in politics, honey. Shut your mouth up and get paid, okay? You're not going to get paid once you leak the picture. Listen, chick like me, I'm not the type, you know, to be, you know, a sideline hoe. Look, that's not me. I'm not messing up somebody's life or somebody's family, and that's just not me. Uh-uh. I'm too selfish for that. I want my man for myself. He's, yo, listen, it's going to be a problem. But if you are going to do it smart. Be right. Honey, this man is in freaking politics. He has no time for his wife, let alone you. When it's time for him to go to his wife, he comes smash you up real quick, then go to his wife. Stupid. Milk it. Get his money. You can't come see me today? Okay. I'm feeling very abandoned. Oh, my God, would you look at that? My Swiss account's just got six-figure deposit. Whoa, meanwhile, you have a real man, a real hubby that you love. You and him is caking and eating. Get out of here. She's dumb as hell. She's stupid. She about to be dumb broke for them pictures. Dumb broke.
I feel you. I feel you on that. But at the same time, too, what married politician goes on Craigslist, you know, looking for single women? Now, that's where he dumbed out at. Now, if it was a different story.
I mean,
dumbass.
Yeah,
he really is
a dumbass. He really is. They all do it. They all.
And that's what it says. That said, he's notorious for it.
At least he's not a tranny.
Free.
Half the time you hear it's trannies and gay dudes. At least, you know.
Yeah, he kept it true, right?
True indeed. Well, I guess the dumbness can be split both ways. Her for not seeing an opportunity when it arises, and him for just even exposing himself, you know, putting himself out there like that. When you do your dirt, you're supposed to do
it
your dirt.
The same thing
and
I said about
fucking
Vince Carter earlier.
Say it again?
Same shit I said about Vince Carter earlier.
What about Vince Carter? I didn't hear that. What happened with Vince Carter?
All right, Vince Carter started dating this video vixen named Shanika Adams, and she's currently putting out a tell-all book.
He's an idiot.
He
wants flame.
She's the headless of motherfuckers she slept with.
And listen, let me tell you
what
that's about.
What?
He wants more publicity. That's why he's with her. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's putting out a book? She's putting out a book.
Yeah, she's putting out a book.
See, everybody think they're going to get that superhead notoriety, man.
It's
not.
You know what? They're dumb. They would get much more money just sleeping with them and hitting them up in their accounts for like, okay, you want me to keep my mouth shut? Honey, my house is not cheap. It's not cheap. Because you know what? People are being, they're hip to this game now. All of these girls are doing the same thing. Nobody's going to buy your book, honey. It's 12 other books out just like yours.
Yeah.
Now they're going to start to believe this. Okay, this shit is, you know, Harani Hoko-ish. It's freaking effery. Like, come on now. No. Stop it. Listen, open your legs. Get your money. You a prostitute. Let's call it what it is. There's no vixen. You're a prostitute. Open your legs. Get your little money. Get your crib. Get your this. Get your bags, your shoes, and shit like that, and keep your mouth shut. Don't keep it shut. Keep it open when it needs to be open, when he's sliding that thing inside of your hole in your mouth, and then shut the shit when you're done. That's it. Come on. Shut up. You're done. No, vixen. You're a prostitute. I'm sorry. Like, I get passionate about these, because these girls are dumb. Damn it.
Yo, and that's why I love Miss Brooklyn, man. Like, I could call her, and the shit she's saying, she'll say.
Hi, and here, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Never mind, okay.
Never mind, okay. But anyway.
Shorty need to write the book. Shorty that was fucking a politician need to write the book. I mean, ain't nobody going to buy it, but, I mean, you might get a couple of buyers.
She's coming from the position that, she did it. She did this shit because, you know, she's tired of niggas like that doing shit and thinking they could get away with it. So her stance was, oh you really
God.
Think you going to send me
Lena,
a half-ass
you.
Naked picture and I ain't going to blow you the fuck up? Guess what? You sent the picture to the wrong bitch. And that's exactly what he did, because right after she got that shit, she put that shit up. Yeah, check this nigga out. And now he done lost his reputation. He done lost his job. You know what I'm saying? His wife probably lost her too, cause the nigga ain't got no job no more. So what can he do for her? She probably on to the next nigga.
Yeah, it's over for sure.
And
over
what?
Sure.
Some pussy that was probably whack in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's what niggas don't be realizing. You be thinking the grass is green on the other side, and that shit just be brown and dry and fucked up.
Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side, man. I can't even lie. Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side, but you know, a lot of niggas go for that other side of the fence, man. They find that brown dry shit. You know what I'm saying?
Real cool.
Oh, seriously.
I got hit with the brown dry shit before. Hey, nigga got hit with that before, and now you on the other side of the fence, weighing in that dry ass grass, and you like, damn, I shouldn't have did that dumb shit.
Word up.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, lady. So
like,
yeah.
Smith, though, we're in the age of the, like I said again, we're in the age of the tell-all. He's not going to lose anything. All that's going to happen is he's going to be transferred under the radar, and he's going to return to whence he came from. I mean, you didn't know about him until he was exposed just now. He's going to go right back under the radar into another position until life returns to normal.
Yeah, he's going to make his little public apology and all that shit, and then everything's going to be all right. Like, once he lays low for a little bit, apologizes.
Yeah, but he already lost his job, right, Ed?
Yeah, they fired that nigga.
According
they
to what you know.
Yeah, so he's fucked. What's his savings going on? He's fucked.
Thing, but that's it.
I don't know. Fuck all politicians. All niggas is grimy anyway.
More or less.
Pretty much.
More or less.
Yo, so what's up with the what's up with the pregame with the showcase? You said it's gonna be on the 4th, or right on April 4th.
Around that time, I'm checking for spots to see who got a better price and you know whatever.
You gonna do it out there, or you gonna come out here and do that?
Nah, that's just gonna be in New York City, man. Cause I already know I'm gonna have to put in a lot of money.
Yeah, at least do
spot.
It in Manhattan, man. You put it in Manhattan somewhere everybody
yeah,
can
I'll
get
do Manhattan.
You know,
yeah, it'll be in Manhattan. It will be in Manhattan, I promise you that.
Yeah, man, because Brooklyn is dumb far from me, nigga. If I go to Brooklyn,
yeah.
I might need to, you know.
That
shit dumb far.
Dylan only goes to Brooklyn for Brooklyn. That's it.
That's it. And if I went to Brooklyn, I would have to stay with Miss Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm like, you talk about coming down to Brooklyn. Now, mind you, I've known this nigga damn near a decade, but he ain't coming to check Brooklyn Black.
I already told you I was going
to
come down and check you out.
What the fuck, sir?
No, sorry, really quick. Is it you, Bo Dillinger, that was talking to my mom that time?
Who's your mom?
I mean, I didn't, like, give her a formal introduction. She was just known as Lady Still's mom one night when we were bugging out in the house. But it was someone that was not located in Brooklyn or in New York, shit like that. Was it him, Brooklyn?
I tried to holler at somebody's moms.
I don't know, sir.
Damn, I don't recall that one.
Because my mom saucy, and I think you were playing into it, but unfortunately she took it seriously. And every time, like, it comes time for us to go on air, she's always asking me for who that guy was, and I'm never sure if it's you or not.
I don't remember.
We don't have to
assert
this case.
Oh, no. I know she did not take it seriously.
Like,
really?
I think that was three, four weeks ago.
Nah, it was longer than that.
Well, shout out to your moms, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to your moms. Shout out to all the moms out there, you know?
That's what's up. Good comeback.
Yeah, shout
good
out to the ones that do their thing, man. But before we get up out of here, I want to ask everybody, what's something that, that grinds your gears, you know what I mean? What's something that you see on a regular basis just pisses you off that it exists?
Bitch-ass men.
Yeah, bitch-ass niggas and stupid.
Oh, my gosh,
Dillinger,
get out of my head.
And that's funny because I always say that shit to Ms. Brooklyn.
Yeah, no bitch ass niggas.
I wish
someone
was looking
down
out of my head.
Said 2011, man. No bitch ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? No stupid people in my cipher. No negative people. You know what I'm saying? That all of that shit grinds my gears like dead ass. Yo, I hate negativity around me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm negative enough by myself. Like, I don't need that nigga coming around me, acting stupid, doing wild shit around me. Like,
and being internet thugs. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
how are you
coming at
females on the internet? Like,
yo. Yo, check this out. Big fucking BBM thumbs down to all of them fucking punk ass niggas that was calling up FBI. Was stupid, making the homies look bad, man. Shout out to my real right homies, man. Shout out
to
my blood niggas, man.
You need to focus on, you know, like I said, and I'm going to say this again. I got a fatty to work on. I don't have time for this. I got money to be made and a fatty to work on so I can make every woman jealous and every man cry, okay?
Nice. Oh,
I have one. I have Lady Steel, I know you feel me.
Oh, definitely. I have one, though. And I know you guys probably expect me to say something about men, but this is actually unisex. What really grinds my gears are people, that need Facebook and the internet to validate themselves. I see it every and it is disgusting.
Yeah, where's the sound effects, man? Come on. Give me something. Damn it. That's a
you don't need it.
That's a
because we all see for
shit. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. That was a sound effect moment.
For real.
Now, don't you wish you could just walk around in real life with sound effects when people just do stupid shit or say something? You just like, no. Yo, I do. I be walking the street like, yo, where the hell is my switchboard at when I need it? Like, yo.
Now, have,
yo.
Like, the Law and Order sound effect on cue.
Yo, you know what? I know the Android market has those apps on the phone, so I'm going to find them. Once I do, it's a wrap. Let me see.
You got to send that to me, Miss Brooklyn. You got to send that to me.
Let me do it right now. Let's get it right now.
And you know what it is? You know what we got to do? Everybody, we got to give out the information. Pro Dillinger, let us know we know he is pregame approved.
I already did it.
How can we get in contact with this guy? What's his Twitter? What's his Facebook?
You could contact him on Gritty Life Music on Twitter at Gritty Life Music, and on Facebook you can holler at Nobi. His name is Nobi Gritty Life Music on Facebook. Man, holler at that man. He's very approachable, man. You know what I'm saying? You want music or you want to just holler at him about whatever. You know what I'm saying? The nigga's always online, man. He always got his phone glued to his hand. Like, right now, the nigga's texting me as I'm talking to y'all. Like, yo, what's going on in the show? What's going on in the show? I'm like, nigga, how you in the studio with this man right now? Like, I can't even say who he's in the studio with right now because, like, I can't say that right now because the artist is it's a popping artist, you know what I'm saying? And I can't mention his name right now until all the music and all that is done. But how you in the studio with this dude that I would fucking not even, I would have turned my phone off if I was in the studio with this nigga. And you fucking texting me wondering what's going on pregame radio. That's how focused this nigga is, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a promotional monster. So shout to Nobi, man. Shout to Gritty Life Music, you know what I mean? Shout to the whole Gritty Life South, Gritty Life Caribbean, you know what I'm saying? We popping this shit.
All right, so... Where can people get in contact with Pro Dillinger?
I'm all over the Facebook, baby. I'm like, you know, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Follow me at Pro Dillinger on Twitter. Holler at me at Pro Dillinger, Gritty Life Music on Facebook.
Yeah, but don't try to talk to him like you're trying to get his number and stuff like that. It's going to be a problem because...
Yeah, but don't try to talk to me because...
It's
going to
be a problem.
It's not jacking
that shit. I mean, you know what's so crazy? Like, yo, no lie, right? Okay, Pro Dillinger came on the show, was like, yeah, heard about y'all through Brooklyn Black, that's my peoples, yada, yada, yada. He's like, yo, yeah, pregame radio. So I'm like, yeah, what's up? This, that, and third. Okay. He sends New Shoes a letter, like, you know, you girls show is amazing. Like, I mean, he's not even off some hood stuff. It was all professionally, you know, thought out and sent. He's like, you know, I would love to meet you guys in person, you know, take you out for some drinks, you know, network. Okay, fine. Then I get a request from Pro Dillinger.
Mm.
And I'm like, yo, who is this? And I see the same note, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm thinking it's just another fan note because we get fan notes. We do. So it blows our mind that we get mail. Like, yo, really? You talking to me? Me? Yo, you know I'm, like, in Kanasi, right? Like, okay. So I see it, and I'm like, I see his profile, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So I called Miss Nusha. She was like, yo, did you see Pro Dillinger? I said, that's what I called you for. She was like, let me just say, that's it. And I'm like, yo. I say, yo, hands off. Watch. And she's like, no. She's like, did you see him though? I'm like, yeah. She's like, yo, Brooklyn, he's your type. I'm like, yeah, I know. Oh, my God. He got this mold, this beauty mark just smack that right there. That is so freaking hot. It's so sexy. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's freaking cute. I got to find out how tall he is. Oh, my gosh. If he's tall, it's a wrap.
I'm 6'1".
Like, oh, my gosh. And I'm, yeah, I know. You told me. I'm like, ah. Oh, my gosh. I think I have a crush on Pro Diligent. Now, like, for, like, a whole week, I was like, Ms. New Shoes, look at him. Oh, my God, I want to say something, but I'm not. He's so cute. Oh, my God.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it, man. You real gorgeous yourself, man. So, you know what I'm
saying?
Thank you. And regardless of that, you know what I'm saying, I just get along with y'all.
Yeah,
you know, the vibe is real cool,
too.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, man, after the show, Ms. Brooklyn, man, I know you still got the math, man. Text me, you know what I'm saying?
Okie dokie.
Yo,
I'm actually supposed to be in a meeting right now, you don't know, I'm getting texts like crazy, like, they like, yo, we waiting for you.
Wait.
They have to, you know, Boss Man has to come on air and, like, yo, we don't do that ish here, like, he has to get gangsta on air, throw his sets up, like, yo, it's a crazy meeting, I think we're in trouble for allowing that situation to get out of hand, and, I'm getting texts, like, right now, like, they're like, yo, we waiting on you, and I'm like, well, I'm on pregame, you have to wait.
Yo, how do I hear that, man? Because I'm trying to listen to that right now. Niggas is getting out of control like that.
Yeah, you go. Check it out.
Here's what we're doing.
Oh, I got it, Brooklyn Black. You want me to send you the link?
Few more minutes. Send me
put the link up.
I'm going to extend for a few more minutes. You know what I'm saying? Wait, what is that? We're going to get it popping.
The soundboard. I told you, I found it.
You gonna get it popping. Shout out to the callers. You guys are popping. You guys gonna get on air though. If you want to, press one on your phone. I'll get you on live. But wow, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy it got like that. But also too, I guess it was a good thing. But let's see, Miss Brooklyn, please tell the people how besides. Pre-game radio, how can they get in contact with Ms. Brooklyn? How can they hear you more than on pre-game radio?
Uh-oh. You fucked up the switchboard.
Did I lose Ms. Brooklyn?
Maybe she has to bounce.
Well, actually, she's still here. She's just not talking. But
wait, what happened? I'm sorry. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I found a soundboard for Brooklyn Black, and I was just testing it out. It's kind of cute.
But Brooklyn, how can people get in contact with you and find you besides on pregame radio?
Pregame radio chat group is one. MFIR, keep it a sweep it, chat room is another. At MFIR radio is one, and... that's Ms. Brooklyn, MZBR00KLYN, the number 2, the letter U, on Twitter. I'm there. Follow me. I talk back. Hit me up. I'm there.
Yo, send me a link for the show tonight, for the show that just went down tonight.
Gotcha.
It's on my profile. Just hit my profile.
Right there, I'm on that shit right now.
And, you guys...
Well, I know it's definitely in the pregame radio group as well.
Huh?
But, ladies, still, give the people your info.
Twitter is at Lady Steel. I've been neglecting my Twitter as of late, but I do follow back even if it's very late.
No, y'all need to follow the Facebook. That's entertaining. Like, I'm telling you, pregame radio, like, you guys are too funny with the, I don't know, I'm sorry, we had a conversation about it. Like, we wake up and see you guys post in the mornings. It's just ridiculous funny. Like, Brooklyn Black, I don't know where he finds the stuff he posts up. Lady Steel conversations are insanely funny.
On Twitter.
Like,
I find the shit on Twitter.
Wow.
At pregame _ radio, right?
Yes.
And Facebook is facebook.com/LadySteel0730. LadySteel013.wordpress.com is for the blog site, and the domain is under construction right now, but that's rantsofsteel.com. Lady Steel is LadySteele. Steel is always spelled with two E's and an E at the end. And that's all I got for you guys.
So, Lady Steel,
now,
I know that you're a fan of the Bad Girls Club.
Wait. How can we get in contact with Ev?
You can get in contact with Ev at Ebonay, EBONE, a Hazer Smoker. I'm a Hazer Smoker everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, linked, tagged, whatever. I'm just saying wherever I go. EBOAE.
I thought all my niggas that was just coming home was on tag. Oh damn, that's
hold on.
I still be on my shit.
Hold on.
Strong on tag.
Hold on Twitter, she's different. It's just Eb, a hazer smoker. Everything else is Eb and Nate.
Whatever he say. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't be up there like that. I'm sorry. I just don't be interested in what the next motherfucker be doing every 6 minutes. It just seems like some of the people that I got up there, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
No, I do need a sound
themselves.
Effect for that, because some people,
you know,
live that way. Hold on. Let me see what I can find for you, Ebony.
That's why I don't fuck with that Twitter shit, man.
Me,
I don't care.
Word up. That shit is annoying. I'm sick of my phone going the fuck off because you got off the bus. Now you walk into the store. Now you looking at the chips. Come on, who the fuck gives a fuck?
Wait, no, that's not the one we needed. Let me give you this one. Because that was just almost orgasmic. Oh, let me find it. Oh, my gosh, I can't. Oh, damn it. You know, the time passed, Ebony. I'm sorry. Oh, let me find
it's
it. Okay,
right,
I got
baby.
It.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
We're still rocking. If you listen over the internet, sorry. Get cut off. Hopefully
I don't know what that is.
Already. I told you I'm extending the show. So let's keep going.
Oh, so then if we're going to keep going, let me just say this. If you need to contact Lady Steele, just Google me, because I'm going to pop up on every network as Lady Steele.
She's Googleable, people. That's what she's trying to say. She's Googleable. Mm-hmm. You have to know the term.
The term
is Googleable.
Googleable. That's a new word, okay.
Yo, what happened to Miss Nushu? She must have been really fucking. She must have been dumb, pissed off about the show earlier.
Miss Nushu is
Brooklyn.
Mad.
Now, one thing y'all
she
need
has
to realize,
get hood
listen.
And ghetto real quick, so she's calming down.
Y'all need to realize y'all cannot control what the fuck other people come up there. You have no control over that.
You're absolutely right, Ab.
And you can't take it, yo. It's nobody can place any type of blame on you. All you can do is cut them off, disconnect them. That's it. You can't even stop them from getting up in the chat. Well, after a while, you can do that administrative block shit. But how long that shit lasts? You know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing. Listen, niggas is listening to you, and that's what's fucking important. That's what it is right there.
Enough said. See, Brooklyn Black, I found it.
You want the ball, baby girl. You want the ball.
See what's
that,
at. Yo. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I have something else.
Yeah, but that's real crazy. But
Brooklyn.
Let's see, we did everybody. And of
Lady
course,
still has something to say.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. Thank you. Like I was saying, Mr. All Year Round is Black History Month. However, I don't think that you've done anything on Black History since it started on pregame.
Are you calling me out right now? Are you calling me out right now?
I'm just saying, on my Facebook page, because I'm bad with it, too. But like I said, you know, at least I remember, you know, it kicks in awareness. And pretty much Rosa Parks, Frederick Douglass, all those people, we, you know, for the most part, learned about in school at some point in time. So in my notes section, what I've been trying to do every day is I've been highlighting Black people from all fields, inventors, as well as murderers, the first serial killers, good and bad, take it how you want it. I've been highlighting everything that is all Black everything, if you will. So, you know, when you get the chance, just take a little time out and go through a notes section and, you know, just scroll through it. There's a lot of very informative pieces on, you know, people in entertainment, as well as people you probably never heard of, from like the Salem witch trials to the first.
Oh, stop. No, that's informative.
Which, you know, now.
Well, like they say in the South, I appreciate you for that. Real talk, because I ain't did this shit. I ain't thought once about Black History Month because I feel like y'all want to give motherfuckers crumbs and shit and think we supposed to jump on that shit. And not, you know, not knocking nobody that every day they celebrate and every day they come up with something new or somebody new and so on and so forth. But real talk, stop just giving us 1 month. Start teaching our kids our real history, our true history. We was kings and queens. We wasn't motherfucking slaves. Black people didn't start existing from fucking slavery. All right? We was just giving up civilization. That's what niggas need to know. Fuck this 1 month shit.
You're right.
That's the shortest month of the fucking year, right there.
It's an awareness thing, and when most people are aware, it's February, you know? Unfortunately, it's not good. But that's just how it is. And sometimes you may, you know, spark something which will enable someone to decide to research further on their own, you know, come March, April, whatever the case may be. But
no
you take it for what it is when you do have an audience.
That's what's up.
For real, man.
Most steps.
I think Black History Month
time.
Is overrated.
Yeah, more
it's that time, man. We got to do this. Pro Dillinger, I ain't got to ask, but I'm going to do it anyway. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what, brother?
I'm about to drop something light.
Go for it.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wait.
So,
Brooklyn Black, Ebony, I'm Lady Still,
yes.
Pro Dillinger. You guys, it's all love. Before you do that, I just have to say goodnight. Bye. Like, I'm getting barked on, and I have to go have a meeting. All right. So, good luck. All right.
Stay strong.
All right, baby. Thank you, Miss Brooklyn.
All right, Mom.
Bye.
You know, I'll let you tomorrow. So
what's up, G? I'm ready.
Is.
What you talking? What's up?
I'm saying we about to end this show. You know what I mean? And like I said, it's normally our featured artists who lead some light. So since you representing a featured artist, you got to do it. And like I said, since you're doing it, it feels like old times. Like we was back in, you know, back in Hudson Valley, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I got something light.
You ready?
Wait, hold on.
Bye-bye.
You know, it got to be off the dome.
Mm.
Like, just like how we did it in class. Off the dome.
I don't freestyle, son.
Come on, man.
Nah, son. I give you something I just wrote like 2 days ago. That's damn near like a freestyle because I might forget it.
Wait, hold on. I'll leave it to Lady Still and Ev. Ev, can you rock with that?
Sure, he could rock with that because we getting a special preview, son. This is something he just wrote. Of course,
I just wrote this shit. I just wrote this shit.
All right, Lady Still, what do you say?
Lady Still, still with us?
I'm sure she gives her approval, son.
All right, so bang. All right, fucker, let's do it. And that's what it is. Pre-game radio. Pro Dillinger. We getting it popping. Pro Dillinger, let's go.
All right, listen, I've been writing rhymes since you niggas could walk, so don't play me. In preschool, I had little niggas going crazy. You just start to pick up shit. But I'm calling niggas out, word to mommy, this is stick up, bitch. I'm a live rhyming nigga, so I spit up shit. You little pussy ass niggas on some hiccup shit. So I pass a glass of water for you fuckers. It's the rhyme toucher, I'm the heat seeking this spine buster. When the pen hit the paper, you stun, I paint a masterpiece of human nature. Fear loathing and mad apathy. Where your head the game, yeah, nobody passing me. You other niggas is clones from right out of the factory. Big pro style, unique. You're not jacking me. I send the body all of your moms in little packages. Mad niggas all of my dick. Now that's flattery. Brush my t-shirt off and keep it moving. Now they mad at me.
That was so fucking hood right there. I swear to God, I just saw myself and you and a couple of other niggas standing over a fucking barrel with a fucking fire going, rubbing our hands together to keep warm. Heard up, I like that shit.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I really appreciate that.
All right. Here's what it is. Back in music class, we talking what, 2001, 2002?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
when you finish that, you got to premiere that on the pregame radio. You know that, right?
I'm just sucking,
it got to get the world for me. But anyway, here we go, just in case you ain't know, it's pregame radio with your homie Pro and Brooklyn Black. We got Eb in the building. Lady Sills, you know, we be chilling.
Uh-huh.
Get the tracks off the bat. If we start another, don't miss track. We got
uh-huh.
the clock, like the pushers from Baltimore. Let's say hood niggas. That's how we do it. Saturday night then. We do Fridays. So call us up on 347-857-4302. You know how we do. It's Pregame Radio and we're about to be out. I want to give a mad shout out to MFIR, Radio to hold us down, and everyone else who's on the mind of town. I'm getting up out of here. I want to say peace. And, of course, you know, I went to East Side. New York Knicks, baby. But,
Yeah. Book of time.
Yeah, you know, I do what I can when I try to. But tune into us next week, Friday, 11 o'clock, you know what I mean? And also Saturday. We getting it popping in. Y'all already know, if you're not with us, MFIR Radio, Tuesday through Thursday. And I'm on there on Tuesday nights judging the freestyle battle. So get up on there. If you're not nice, like, as you can see, I'm not a rapper. I'm not an MC. I never said that I was. But, you know, I do just do it. Why? Because I love hip-hop.
Yo, my son get in the Scythe, man. Everybody just get dumb hype, yo. Back to school, son. Niggas know Vern was no rap, son. Niggas knew he wasn't no rapper, nigga. But when you jumped in the Scythe, niggas got dumb hype. It was off the strength that you wasn't no rapper, nigga.
And I was just doing it. Just looking like I love hip-hop, you know what I mean? And sort of freestyling, you're just saying whatever comes in your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course, you're supposed to rhyme, but... You know, you just put up come to your head, and you just, you know, it's just a constant fluid flow. And since so many random thoughts come in my head, I'm kind of good at it, but I'm not an MC.
Yo, bro, but, do it for the love, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you good to hip-hop is good to you.
Yeah, man, it is what it is. And like I said, yo, Pro Delicious, thank you. Yo, big shout-out to Nobi at Gritty Life. You know what I mean? He is pregame approved. Let him know, yo. Matter of fact, bro, give him my math. Tell him he got to hit me up. We got to talk, because straight up, he did his shit, man.
Yeah.
He did his shit. And also,
I'm
going to
push
him
my number right now. He said he was going to call your show next week. I'm texting the nigga as I'm talking to y'all. All
right, that's what it is. But also, too, I'm doing a... No holds barred type of sexual. It's going to be a pregame radio after dark type thing. You know what I mean? It's going to come out, I'd say, within the next 3 to 4 weeks. I'll tell you that much. Other than that, we got a lot of other shit popping on. Pregame radio, our sponsorship is trying to, you know, get good, get, you know. But I'm trying to get everything in stride. I'm being real humble about it, not getting pig-headed about it. And that's why I don't understand when celebrities blow up, they don't want to sign autographs and shit. They're like, yo, come on, they put you where you at.
Yeah, son.
You can't kick with them for 30 seconds?
Yo, man, and speaking on that, man, yo, shout to Fred the Godson, man. Big shout to Fred the Godson, yo. I know earlier I said I wasn't supposed to say it or whatever, man. Shout to Fred the Godson, man. He fuck with Gritty Life Music dumb hard, you know what I'm saying? Shout to Fred the Godson, his whole little movement he got out there in the Bronx, man.
That's what's up.
My niggas is in the studio right now, B. I'm fucking, like, excited about that.
Wow, that means, like, Gritty Life, like, this will be going to be some nice shit coming from Gritty Life Music. And
mm-hmm.
matter of fact, let Nobi know, like, if I got whatever I got to him, I'll send it to him. But I want pregame radio to be broadcasted from grittylifemusic.com.
Oh, my nigga, that's nothing, son. That's nothing, son. On some G shit, yo. What you gotta do, son? Like I said, man, you got the nigga on your Facebook, man. Just holler at him, son. He's very approachable, my nigga. It's like, you don't even gotta go through me because, like, you one of my niggas. So once, like, he knows that already. You know what I'm saying? He see the love, you know what I'm saying? So all you gotta do is be like, yo, son, I'm interested in broadcasting for GrittyLifeMusic.com. You know what I'm saying? We would love that, dude. Like, we need another outlet for our music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we gonna definitely get that shit popping. And once pregame radio is up and running, I say the next few months is gonna be real great for anyone involved with pregame radio, because with pregame radio we're making moves in the next few months.
Yeah.
But we gotta get up out of here. And I mean, you know, it's late. People want to get out, you know, but they still listening because I'm still broadcasting. So shout out to everybody in the call room. Y'all ain't get one, but I know y'all just listening. So I appreciate y'all. Well, you about to get out of here. Floor Villager, thank you. Thank you. Of course, you already know. Whenever you want to get on, you can come to Game Radio. This is your home, man.
Really though, my nigga. I appreciate that, blood, for real.
Thanks for coming through.
Thank you, Ab, man, for real, man. I appreciate what y'all doing, man. The music is what's up, man. The movement, you know, pregame radio and all that, man. Just, I got love for y'all like you got love for me, man. So on that note, I'm going to sign off, drink something cold, and go lay down next to my daughter, man.
That's what it
is. All right. So do that, and before you do that, I'm going to play this one last joint. This is Spooder, Mr. Dope Flow, up in Long Island. I get busy. We up out of here. I see you guys on Friday, 11 o'clock. Y'all already know what it is. Get the pregame. Hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. All right? Follow me on Twitter, pregame_radio on Twitter. Join the pregame radio Facebook group. And follow me on Twitter, @BrooklynBlack. I follow back. I talk to everybody when I can. If I need them boost phones, I got them too. Don't worry. Hit me on Facebook. I got you. But we getting up out of here. Good night, everybody. Please be safe. Don't drink and drive. Wrap it up. All that good stuff, all right? So here we go. I get busy. Mr. Dope Flow, we out of here.
Deuces.
I get busy, it's me. I get busy. Read between the lines, I'm insane with the punches. The game's in my clutches. Watch me light this shit on fire like a flame. Put the judges. Me, your boy with the soft white delivery. Y'all probably all sick of me, but never be as sick as me. I don't play all day, this is me, rap. Bar so doped up the flow, due for rehab. You're dealing with a sicko, a motherfucking rapping force. I flame these lanes, I'm something like a rapping torch. On the MIC, who do it better? I go hard as Bogart, them seven-letter rappers. Your boy bad, so they label me a trouble rapper. So when I spit it, you can dig it like a trouble scrapper. I see these niggas hating on me, cause I'm known to do beats dirty like I drag them through the mud. You niggas don't astound me, the flow's like a ratchet, I clap it. Catch the bullet like you serving for the county. Flash.
I get busy.
To the left, niggas get your mind right. I am in a limelight. You love it how I grind, right? You in my zone. Welcome to the twilight. If time is money, then money rule my time. Like spit game superb. Wordplay solidified. Watch how I dead them. I'm like Beckham. How I kick these lines. So fuck a hater. They thought this merely peasant status. I destroy instrumentals. I'm a living savage. I do my thing. Watch me do my thing. I'm so sick I spit up. The flow switch up like moves that swing. You fuck boys the homo type. Dudes that swing to the other side of the fence like Luke was playing. I smash bitches and leave them there. I hit and run them. If life's a bitch, I hope shorty feel me coming. They like folks at top where he gon' go. Game time's approaching. This a pregame flow. Whoa.
I get busy. Yeah, did you hear that pregame shout out in the song, son? Did y'all hear that? But it is what it is. Good night, everybody. Sorry for being all extra hype and shit, but I'm having a great day. Appreciate y'all. I'll give y'all one more track before I'm out. Hustle Hard, Bob Gage. And I'll see y'all next Friday. Alright? Be good. Wrap it up. Don't drive drunk and all that good stuff. It's Free Game Radio. And we out.
Yeah.
Wait,
Yeah. Niggas getting money over here. I'm just doing my thing, you heard? Gage. Same old shit, different day, got the hood saying, fuck
is up a gauge. Hopping on my grizzly, hopping on my move. Need a million cash, yeah, fuck is there to do. Yeah, hustle hard. If you broke, nigga, get up on your fucking job. Hennessy in my blood, mine is on my joke. Abuse the boot to that bitch's burnt, nigga, grind is all that I know. I'm in Wingsburg in that hard top, straight up off the car lot. See your bitch, her jaws rock, then after that, I make her jaws drop. Got a chick named Honey, suck me up from Sunny. Jessica from L.I. gave me all the money. I've been pimping, sis been pimping. Fucking right, I'm different. Like Cindy with the Civic, the head is exquisite. Fuck waiting, I'ma take off. Then a nigga finna start blowing like a napalm. Got an 8 on me, that'll tear your face off. It's Gage, homie, the one that you hate on. And of course, the Porsche Sport is way more than you can afford. I'm boss, you lost the smell, the smoke from my Bentley exhaust. Same old shit, different day. Got the hood saying, fuck is up with Gage. I've been on my grizzly, I've been on my move. Need a million cash, fuck is there to do. Hustle hard. If you broke, nigga, get up on your fucking job. I got him, yeah, Wingsburg, I got him. Yep. Yeah.
It's your girl Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, you already know. We're getting up out of here, though. And before I go, I know I said this before, but as long as I'm still going, I gotta do it. I got to. Here we go. Miss New Shoes. Late Night Contact. Brooks. And, you know, it is what it is. I like it, so I'm going to keep playing it. That's what it is. We'll be right back. Well, we won't be right back. But after this, y'all out here. Pre-game radio. Tune in to us next Friday, 11 o'clock. We getting it popping. Peace out, everybody.
What's good, peoples? You already know it's your girl, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my Flow's Retarded Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy?
Of what you got, I need a detour. Cause your back down, you fronted on me for. Pack good, DCP with she store. Up, so I throw her down on the floor. Beat it up at the she store. So you can't pull her while you on that court. Let me play with you with a contact court. You want that ball, put up a great fight. So I ate right and got a straight night. I'm another lover for another late night. Or early AM, UT midnight love affair. Run any time that you feeling dirty, play with. And I'ma fuck by that love, yeah.
Everybody live.
when you get me really wet. My hotel room is 404. You know I like that truth. Come and be my sugar daddy, cause you said you like that.
Late night contact, late night phone sex.
Baby, I like it slow-mo as long as you can make me come. Take me out on shopping space if you tryna wife me. But I know I got you feeling to become your wife. Making contact nightly, put it on you tightly.
My late night contact.
Never been a pussy, never been a pussy.